we're believing today is a day of victory.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
See, the problem with victory, you got to have a war before you win victory. And everybody has problems, so it's good. Good to be here. The gospel is really great. Jesus says, preach the good news. He didn't say, preach the good news. He didn't say, preach the bad news. Now, we've been to some church, they think they preach the good news, but they preach the bad news. You can't smoke, you can't drink, you can't dance, you can't have any fun, and you have to pay 10%. Now, that's the bad news, you know. So, that's great. So, the good news for somebody who's sick is we have a healer. Yeah? The good news for somebody who's poor, he wants to give you more than enough. That's the good news. Good news for somebody that's tormented, he wants to deliver you. Yeah? So, God said he knows what we need, and he's got it. And he doesn't need it, so he might as well give it to us so we can enjoy it. John 10:10 is a good verse to start with. It said, Jesus said, the devil come to steal, kill, and destroy. Say that. So it's really simple. The devil is a bad guy. Steal, kill, and destroy. God is a good person. He comes to give life and life in abundance. It's good to have life in abundance. My wife is younger than me, but I'm 87. You know, I have a problem is because I always add 1 year to my age. I've been doing it for years, you know. But when I hit 87, I can't do that anymore. Because 88 is too close to 90, so I'm just going to stay where I am. But still, I still have abundant life. We still like what we're doing. We still have joy. We still have friends. We still have purpose. We have good family. We're going to leave from here to go to Dallas, Texas, to see our family when we leave from here. So we are blessed abundantly. We are blessed. And it didn't start like this with me. It started, you know, the one I didn't want to be like is my dad. But, I turn out just like him. You know? But I'm a little cuter, I think. But besides that, I'm about the same. So, I'm dyslexic by natural dyslexic. I never learned anything in school. I never graduated of anything. I never succeeded a test in school. The pastor didn't tell me I was stupid, but the report said that I was, you know. And my dad says, the teacher. Am I speaking French or English? The pastor. The teacher. Everybody did. So, anyway. The one thing good is I married my wife in Montreal. She was smart, intelligent, educated, beautiful. I saw her coming out of a theater one time with her boyfriend. And I had in my mind what I would like to have as a wife or a friend. And my mom is short and large and short, and my sister's a little bit like that. And so I said, I want a tall, skinny girl with long legs. And she had long legs. And she had curly hair. So it was just, she's beautiful, beautiful skin. So when I saw her, I said, what a lucky guy. Look at that guy. Oh, so lucky. So the next time I saw him again together. I said, what a lucky guy. Third time I saw him, they weren't together. I said, where's your friend? He said, we're not together anymore. Now, I don't know what I said in English, but I said, hallelujah, I think. I don't know. So I don't know what she saw in me. You know, dyslexic, not good. I was a printer because at 16, my dad says, you don't learn anything, you need a trade, so put me to work, and that was it. And I had no money, right? You had money. You had no money. You had... But I did marry her for the money, just for their long legs. No. We loved each other. I don't know how could she love me, because I didn't have much to offer. But the other guy came back. He was going to be a lawyer, a doctor. He was rich family, well-educated, handsome, big, just like the pastor, big muscles. And she, for some reason, she chose me. Back and forth, yeah, back and forth. But she came to her mind and set me free. So we've been married 67 years. And I am blessed. I am blessed. She still has long legs, but she is beautiful. She's everything great. I loved her from the heart, and I've loved her all our lives. If our kids turn out really good, it's probably her fault. And we are blessed. So the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So he had already worked on me, you know, before. And at 34 years old, I got born again. I wasn't supposed to. I was in the wrong church on top of that, you know. So, one of the evidence of really being born again is more troubles than before. I mean, if you know that's true. So, I came home and I, after a meeting, and I just bought a new Bible. I never had a Bible. We had one. We'd use as a decoration on the living room table, but never read it. Never read it. You read it? Did you read it? No, never read. So, anyway. She said, that's a Protestant Bible. That's what I know. Anyway, that was a difficult time. How much you pick up? Yeah, well, genuine leather, you know, really nice. And she said, why do you need that? Well, I started understanding it for its reason. I wasn't very good. You know, my life was bad. So in our church where I was raised, the priests drank and smoked, and everybody I knew did, and I did. And to me, that was no problem. So I started reading my Bible with straight scotch. And when the page got too blurry, I mother stop a little bit, you know. And I never quit, really. I never quit. It just all of a sudden I don't realize I wasn't drinking anymore. You know, people want you to quit. Sometimes you don't quit, just you outgrow. You're supposed to, anyway. So I read, I started understanding in problems, my family, her family, our friends, my priest. he showed me the door. That was my first deliverance. You know, from where you are to where you're going, there's a test. You know, there's a promised land, but it's 4 years later for most people, you know. You walk to the test to the promised land. The promised land, we want it now. Heal me now. Bless me now. Give me now. What we're really saying, oh God, obey me. That's right. So anyway, after I got born again, I found out my problems weren't over, and what my dad was, I had become, and just kind of see. They don't have to teach you to lie. If your dad's a liar, it's normal. It's you inherited that. My dad is a gambler, and he spent all his money and. We had to live without it. For my mom, it took care of us, but it was just so. After I realized, you're supposed to have abundant life, but I don't have it. I'm Christian, but it's warfare, you know. And looked around in church. Sometimes it's worse than I was. You know, all you have to do to find out people have problem is just to be here and look at their faces. That's true. So, I went to a Bible bookstore and I said, "Do you have a book on deliverance?" They said, no, we don't sell those books." And no Bible bookstore I knew sold them. Then at that time. So I asked the people, and I asked the pastor, "What about deliverance?" He says, "Don't do that. If you do that, your ministry is over." I said, "But Jesus did it. The apostles did it." He said, "Just don't do it." Well, okay. So somebody give me a book, Pigs in the Parlor. It's how to cast out demons. So a very simple book. Well, I knew, I learned how to do it. But nobody would teach us. So I bought a book for everybody in Bakersfield that came to my church. And I said, we got to learn to cast demons out. Chapter number one. One lady raised her hand. She said, "I got demons." I said, "Not you, honey. You're the only good person in our church." She was a church people. She had been in church, good person. She said, I know I have a good demon." I said, "No, you don't." So she said, "Yeah, I do." I said, "Okay then, we don't know what to do, but let's do it. Demons, if you're there, leave and come out of her in Jesus' name." She freaks out. We don't know what to do. Anyway, she gets delivered. They said, "Would you tell us what happened? We don't know. We don't know what we're doing. We don't know this." You know? She said, "Well, I was a little girl. My aunt died, and my mom made me touch the dead body in the casket, and I've been afraid of death ever since. And it just left me." So, oh, wow. All of a sudden, everybody in our church got delivered. And I said, "Well, I know it works now. I call all the men in the fellowship. I said, 'You got to cast my demons out of them.'" They said, "You got demons out of them." So they said, we got those demons too. So that was just the beginning of it. It was in deliverance. It was just the beginning of walking toward deliverance. Since that time, we've been in your house. They're doing deliverance, right, in Morro Bay. And it's still going on. They're still going on. They're going in France, going over to deliverance. Roberts and the group that we were with, they are terrific. They know. They don't think they know. They know deliverance is possible. So we started that way. And so the pastor didn't invite me if I talked about that. So I had a house meeting, and it grew into a church, and that's the way it is. So after a while, I realized everybody had demons, but I was the only guy working. And they give their money to the church, and I did the work. I said, that's not working well, you know. So I realized I had to change my... So one guy, I said, I'm going to close my prayer group. You know, he said, well, I'll take it over. He said, the devil took my eye. I lost one eye because of him. He said, I'm going to fight him. I'm going to take your place. I said, good. So he did. So I was free again. So I do it once in a while. I'm not a professional. It's not my expertise. Jesus said, if you believe, you will cast demons out. Is it okay? See, they're easy to find. They come to church. You don't need to get in a bar to see them. You see, go everywhere. So the Holy Spirit is a person. You have to come. For some of you, I've heard this, and you know, but Lucifer was in heaven, a most beautiful angel. He was covered with precious stone. Even music came out of his body. He was in charge, maybe a third of heaven, and he's created sinless, but with a will. And he chose to take God to task and take over the job. And the war came in heaven. And Michael and his angels fought against a dragon and defeated him and cast him on the earth. Right. Say that. They cast him on the earth. That's why you're here. That's why he's here. Lucifer, that messed up one third of angels, is on the earth. Adam and Eve came, he's already here. Is that good? So he sold him the same lie that he believed for a while. If you disobey God, you'll know what he knows. You'll know good and evil if you just disobey. He wants you to know, that's for sure. Whatever the reason was, how long it took. Eve, look at the fruit that she wasn't supposed to take. It wasn't an apple. We don't know what it was. So it was good, looking good. Looked like it's good to eat and good to give you knowledge. So she took it. And she gave it to Adam with her. I always said, why does dumb guy ate the fruit? He must have been watching her all the time. She's talking to the devil. He took her. And then somehow all of a sudden they realized they were naked. They knew it. They were naked before, but now they know it. Knowledge came. So all of a sudden God came in the garden like he did every day to visit them. And they were hiding. He says, Adam, where are you? He says, we're hiding because we're naked. He said, who told you? He said, she did. And men have been blaming women ever since. You know? So so he asked Eve, did you eat the fruit? She said, the devil made me do it. But the devil couldn't pass it on. He stuck it. The first son killed his brother. And ever since, Adam and Eve, it's been war on earth. Do you agree? How many of you know there's war in the house, war in the family, war in group that's trying to do good, war in church? Is there war in church? In the town where we live in, there was not a good church at one time. Not good. No church could make it. The district supervisor was worse than all the other pastors in town. And I knew it because I was just part of that. And the devil ruled that area. Why? We don't know. We just know he was charged. He's the prince of this world. This was his territory. But people start getting saved, filled with the Spirit, start praying, start learning, start fighting the devil. Now we have good church everywhere in our town. The devil lost our town. And there's a war, and if the church doesn't fight, church is going to lose. Okay? So we've learned. I believe it's time that we get victory. Right? He takes the nothings of the world so we can qualify. So Jesus came. He had trouble with the devil. He defeated him by saying it is written. You know, And he told them that it would happen after he's gone. There'll be all kinds of stuff. It's still happening. But he promised one day he's coming back. Amen. And he's going to blow it out for eternity. So we're at that stage right now. We're going to win, or we're going to get normal Christians, old, tired, depressed, miserable, sick, anemic, and ugly. That's normal, okay? You want weird Christians like me, you can smile, you know. That's wonderful. So there is a war in heaven. Just to kind of, I've got all teaching, but I don't have time to do it. But how many of you know there's a war? I want you to agree with me if it's true. There's a war in your mind. What you're thinking brings you into a war. How many of you know? Everything you've ever done wrong, everybody has ever hurt you, it's in here to defeat you. A war in our mind. You know, I had a war in my mind because I didn't have anything good, so I just kind of get sick. I had to retrain my mind. And friends, they tell me I got brainwashed. I said, my brain needed to be washed. I'm brainwashed. You know, they think that is an insult, but for me, that's good. You know, so the war starts in our mind. If we only think what we used to think, we're going to be defeated. We need new thinking. Is that right? If you don't change your thinking, you will never change. One lady says, well, my husband will never change. The alcoholic, the drunkard that he is, he'll never change. I said, you're right, and you're just confessing it. And you stuck with him. So just, yeah, that's your problem too. So if we recognize, we can think good. We can think victorious. We can think life. We can think hope. 2 weeks ago, I was so crippled. This happened all of a sudden. I was teaching like this, and I couldn't straighten out. I was in Montreal, and it was painful. One pastor stood behind me. In case I fell, he was trying to grab me. But I preach. I don't quit. If I'm sick, I keep preaching. If I'm not sick, I preach. It's normal. Just whatever happened. I'm not retiring. I just keep on going. So when I finish praying for everybody, I'm thinking, I wonder if anybody's going to come here to get healed watching me like crippled like this, you know. So I wiggled to a church and on a chair and I sat crooked like this. But I just preached that Christians should be active in their faith. So they believe what I preach. They came and were active on my case. They were praying for me, the whole church. I said, that's great. Nobody's got all the victory, but one of us can chase 1,000, the Bible says, and two of us together can chase 10,000. There's power in unity. But if everybody's confused, everybody's distracted, there's no power. So we have to recognize it's war. So we found the Bible is the Word of God. It's powerful. Jesus defeated the devil with words. He created the earth with words. He wants us to give the same benefit for us to fight and to win. Instead of being rejected by church because I was casting out demons, I got more clients than ever needed it. And finally, people are catching on. I remember Kenneth Copeland came to teach us at a house meeting. Nobody knew him. If you don't know Kenneth Copeland, you need to know him. So he preached faith, word of faith. So he came to our house. We were just brand new Christian working with hippies. And he taught us on faith, acting, living, breathing, living on faith. And it was all new to me. I had faith, if anybody's sick, I'm going to get sick. If anybody gets fired, I would get fired. It worked, you know. So it just revolutionized. I couldn't change to be like Copeland, but I could take whatever I could take to get in the right direction. Today we do the best we can to minister faith to people. Not doubt, Not poor little you. No. This, with faith, you can get out of your problem. With faith, you can be successful. With faith, you can be powerful. With faith, you can help other people. With faith, nothing is impossible. So, we'll kind of believe that, okay? So, just that was the beginning of something. So, my ministry developed, and all of a sudden, I'm going to all kinds of places, and people, I mean, everybody I knew had problems. Do you think it's strange that everybody... How many of you need a healing? Would you raise your hand? You need at least one healing. See, they're all sick. Everybody's sick. I said, Pastor, your church is sick. He said, I know. But that's... Everybody has problems. And they like to tell you what their problem is. Brother Brooks, this sickness I have is the rarest thing there is. And there's no cure. That really helps you, you know. I take this medicine, I've got reaction to the medicine. And on and on and on. By the time you finish telling you, you're sick too. It's kind of... Sometimes I just can't take it. I said, oh, shut up. You know, that's a good Christian thing to say. Because they glorify the bad, they glorify the sickness, they glorify the devil, they glorify it, and they keep telling you. Well, one guy just after a meeting, he said, the Lord told me, I'm going to give you my tithe. I don't ask for it, but he can do what he wants with his money. So he started giving me hundreds of dollars. And I said, I want to tell you, you can't buy me. You can't borrow me. I'm not for sale. You can't use me. But if you want, I'll pray for you. But none of the other stuff. I'm not your pastor. I'll just do what God tells me. That's what. Then he starts grabbing onto me. And I said, don't do that. I told you, if you do that, I'm going to reject you. So he still sent me money. So I put the money in an envelope and returned it. He called me and said, you're rejecting not only me, but my money. I said, that's right. I am rejecting you and your money. You can't own me. I'm already owned by somebody else. And I will. Then he gets mad. Then he tells me what he could do with the money, and it was all illegal. So I just kind of didn't go there. But people think they're right according to what they reason things. They've made up their mind what they think is right for them. No, we got to find out what is right for God. So we're in a situation. It's amazing what God will reveal to you if you just open up the curtain a little bit, let the light shine in, and begin to see what God is showing you for yourself and showing you to other people. We are called to be victorious on the earth. Father, your kingdom come on earth like your kingdom is in heaven. No sickness in heaven. No lack of money in heaven. No lack of love in heaven. Your kingdom come on earth like your kingdom in heaven. Your kingdom come in my life like your kingdom is in heaven. For a woman, that's goes fast. For a man, it takes about 50 years. I mean, if you, men are slow of learning. So so we have this treasure in earthen vessel. We got stuck with this. You know, my body is started having pain lately. I've never had any pain. I don't take medicine, so it's just the way it is. When you start having pain, you realize what it is to have pain, you know. And before you have pain, you don't have any problem. It's easy to have faith when there's no pain, you know. All of a sudden, I start having pain. I said to my doctor, I had to get an X-ray and MRI and all that stuff to find out. I said, where's my problem? He thought for a while, he said, Ray, your body is old. So, thank you very much. I needed that. So we if you're willing to learn, the Bible will teach you. The Holy Spirit is here to reveal it to you. He's here to give you help how to get there. There's a lot of books now. You can learn everything. You can learn partly in church because we do what we can in the church, but it's in 1 hour you can't do very much. And besides, people don't hear what you're saying often. They hear what they want to hear. You know, I thought, in Bakersfield, I taught them everything I knew. And after a while, I realized they hadn't learned hardly anything. I said, what's wrong? He said, well, there's a speaking and hearing can be different, you know? You can say the truth, but do they hear the truth? They hear the truth the way they want to. So I'm conscious of this. I cannot solve everybody's problem. I can just talk, and if God helps them, and God helps me to do it, together we can get victory. Victory. It's good. You know, I remember people say, well, you're a Christian and you smoke. I said, well, Christians smoke, they just hide, you know. We're not supposed to smoke. I said, I know, but, you know, whether you smoke or not, you're going to die anyway. And if you're going to heaven, you're going to heaven. Either way, you might have it sooner if you smoke, you know. So we want to put us in the law, thinking the law will help us to be victorious. No, the law is a killer. The minute the law rules your life, you're being destroyed. But often Christians, you give the law. Don't do this, don't do this. Do it this way, don't do it. God, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to do it? And if you're that way, you can be free and you can enjoy your freedom. The devil is a smart liar. He is very smart, very clever. He's got at least 2,000 years of practice on humans. He knows what they're made of. He knows what they react. At least 2,000 years. Yeah, that's right. See, I need deliverance. That's right. That's good. So, 6,000 years practice. When the apostles came in, we just heard this area because we read the Bible through in 1 year from the computer, you know, just kind of. Paul had been really successful preaching to Gentiles. But after about a period of years, he decided to come back to Jerusalem and meet all the leaders, Peter, Paul, and all that, Peter and John and all that. And they told him, the reason he's got so much trouble, he needs to change his way. Cut your hair, act like a real Jew, get the Jewish people with you, and then they won't. It didn't work, it got worse. Men always want to give you a formula to get better. It don't work. You got to get your word from God. Okay? So the Holy Spirit is here today. He said, when he has come, he will guide you. Now, if he's guiding me, it's because I'm going someplace. I don't need a guide if I don't go anyplace. Right? I don't need to know how to get there if I'm not going there. So we have to be guided by him. And it doesn't usually make any sense to the natural mind, so it's always a war that's always there. It never stops. Every area, when I started realizing that for me to be delivered, it came from my family. We're French people, descent, and we went to where my ancestor grew near Paris. Churches have been powerless, and people in church went to see a witch doctor for help because the witch doctor had power, but the church had no power. So they opened the door to demonic invasion down their house and their family, in their present and their future. And they brought in to Canada. And that's where all of us come from another country, another people. And And every one of those places, there's demonic that are different than other places, but they're controlling. Here we have a good mixture, a little bit of everything. But this is it. I realized that the spirit, actually, I look just like my dad. You know, I can't help it. I didn't have to do anything to look like my dad. It was in the seed. I didn't have to learn how to do it wrong. It was in the seed. Okay? My dad learned it because it came from way back there, generation that. So all of a sudden we realize my wife's parents and my parents, we don't know what they had, but what it is, we decide to break it so we can be free. Otherwise, we pass it on to our children, and they pass it on, and it keeps going. Somebody's going to break it. So alcohol here in Paso Robles has been here for many years. It's a curse. It destroys house, families, and marriage, and everything else. And unless you see it, you won't do anything. You say, well, they can't help them. Yes, you can. So we need to understand that. So in my church that we have as raised, when you leave the church, you are cursed. They actually, it's in the law of the church. When you leave the church, you're cursed. Cursed with all kinds of things that destroys you. It's not just our church. Most churches eventually will do that. The minute it's a strong church, strong morals, strong guidelines, you can't leave. If you leave, you're in trouble. I was praying with a Catholic priest that got married. He asked permission, the Vatican, and they wouldn't tell him. So he had fallen in love with a nun. They were both righteous people. But they decided to get married. And they started church. And I was speaking in their church. And I knew the story, and I knew there are three girls, and everything's fine. But they don't get along together. So I don't know. So we're praying, and they ask us specially praying for it. And I said, God, how come there's such good people that have so much trouble? They never leave, never quit. And all of a sudden it came clear, they're a curse. I said, really? I said, how can they be cursed? He said, the church cursed them. Because they both left the church. They're cursed. I said, so I told them, I said, you know, God revealed to me that because you left the church, you are cursed. They said, that's true, we know that. We didn't talk about it, but we live with the curse. So we broke that curse, okay? So there's many things we don't see with the eyes. We can't reason with our brain, but God will reveal it to us if we want to. I believe you can live victoriously anywhere, but it's got to start with you. If you wait for everybody to get delivered to be happy, it's going to take a long time. So, but if you decide, me and Jesus, we can have the victory. And there's so much of that is going on. Spells, curse. A friend of mine, a police officer, you see in crimes all the time from our neighborhood, he decided to go in the mountains, have a house near the forest, no people. He's going to be at peace. All the witches are already there. They have groups everywhere. Crimes, drugs. He says, it's worse than my town with all the criminals, you know. It's everywhere. You can't run away from it. On the earth, the prince of this world, the god of this world, is the devil. And we live on his territory for a while. We're going out of here, okay? So I believe we can be victorious. How many of you think there may be curses or demonic thing that's attached itself to your family? You think that maybe that's possible. Would you raise your hand? Look at that. Look around. It's almost 90%, at least 90%. Okay? So if you do nothing about it, you keep it up, and then you pass it on. You know? If you're attacking your mind constantly, everybody after you will be attacking their mind constantly without any victory. If you don't have victory, then there's no victory. So I believe we can be victorious. With problems, you know. You want a problem? Become a free person. Because the world is against you. You know? Right now, if you're a Christian, committed in the law, they think you're no good for anything. They already have dismissed you. But you know, you can live victoriously even if they dismiss you. We are going to win. I believe we can win. You know, the best thing is to see the devil flee from you with tail behind his leg and running away. You say, good. I chased one out. Thank you, Lord. You know, David, you know, he's going to face giants. And he took five smooth stones. So I said, well, why five smooth stones? You know, he only needed one. He just hit him right in the head. The whole society was in fear. Goliath said something, everybody trembled. David said, I'm going to go kill him. I killed a bear. I killed a lion. I'm going to kill him. He had the right attitude. He had the right God. So he hit him right on the head. He was armored, everything, but he had a little bit so he could see. Killed right on the head. Took the spear off of his side, cut his head off. You know, if you want the devil to get off of your back, you better cut his head off because he comes back. So he goes, why five smooth stone when he only need? Because he had figured out that Goliath had four brothers. You know, that's, I don't know if that's true, but I like that one. We are more than conquerors to Christ Jesus. More than conqueror. Don't do that. If God tells you do that, do that. Don't go there. If God tells you go there, do that. If you listen to people, you'll be led astray all the time. With reason. They have a good reason to do that. But if you listen to him, you can be victorious. I start by saying this lady says, my husband is a drunk. He'll never change. I said, well, you confess it. You're going to get what you confess. So she said, would you pray for my drunk? I said, well, have you been praying for him? She said, 20 years. I said, anybody else prays for your drunk? She said, every minister who comes in town, I get him to pray for my drunk. I said, it's obvious, prayers don't work. She looked at me kind of weird. I said, I'm not going to pray for him. It's obvious it doesn't work. But I'm going to tell you what I believe. I believe he'll be delivered. If we pray, we got to believe God hears and answers. Not just say, nah, 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 nah. God, you don't know who I'm married to. He said, yes, I know. You did. You married him. I believe God can change if we change, if we want to change. I believe God, everyone here can be free to get your family free around you. Free from sickness that has been plaguing your family on and on and on. I had one guy said, everybody in my family, the man dies at 65 years old of cancer. Everyone, he names him. I said, you will too. He said, why do you say that? I said, because there's a curse on you. The curse is going on. It's obviously, it's active. So you want to cast that out? He said, yes. But we lose because we're ignorant. And the truth will set us free. So if you think there's something like this in your house that you'd like to break, I believe we can do that. I believe we can do it today. You're going to have to do every day after that. Every time the devil comes in, you say, no, I reject you. Get out of here. I cast you out in Jesus. You got to put action to your faith. Not just once. If he's been there 20 years, he's going to go away, but it's going to take a while. Right? So I believe here, I would like to see people come here and get set free every time they come here. If they get free, usually they don't come back because they're free. It's bad. It's another problem. But the news around town will say, go there, you get set free. Yes. There's power. And this is where we're going to be victorious. Yes. How many of you would like to be free? Honestly, would you raise your hand? Praise the Lord. How many of you love to be miserable? You don't want to get free. I love my wife. I always did. Sometimes I joke, but it's love that kept us together. It's mainly her love for me. Sometimes my brain was out. But I believe that we can all, from where we are now, we can get better. Yes. You can't go back and change what's happened in the past, but you can take the now. Say, from now on, I'm waking up in the morning, I don't say good God morning, I say good morning God. I'm not saying I'll never change, I'll change. Yes. You know? I'll never have any money. Yes, I'll have money. I'll have enough to give to other people. Yes, I will not be sick. I will be healed. And all of a sudden you change your words, and your words are creative. If they're of God, if they're in the Bible, they're creative and they bring victory. How can you be happy? Huh? My dad owns the whole thing. And he likes to bless me, and I like to let him. What I was saying yesterday, I spoke at the cathedral, the San Francisco Cathedral, and it's a long story, but I just ended up 14 priests celebrating the high mass and all that. And Ray Brooks was the speaker. The bishop was out of town, that's why. And one priest said, "Who's Ray Brooks?" They all wear the garment for the mass, you know. I was just in suit, so he said, "Who's Ray Brooks?" I said, "I'm Ray Brooks." He said, "Who are you?" He said, "I've been here all my life. I never get to say mass at the cathedral. How come you get to do that?" I said, "I don't know. My God arranged that, you know." He didn't understand. You know, we are going to walk when nobody dares walk. We're going to be what nobody dares be, that. I believe it's time. I don't know about you. I'm at my age. I don't know how many years I have. But I just got to. I could live longer than you. It could be. I don't know. That's possible. One, sure, I know. That's a Christian. They claim to 120 years old because they found one verse in the Bible in there. I said, "Well, they can do it if they want to. I'm going home." my grandma was 104. She died. It's not very pleasant. Not very good. No teeth, no ears, no sight. She was a good person. She's really a good person. But the earth is not the best place for us. It's a testing place. I believe we're going to pass the test if you want to. Amen. We overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb has washed us free from our sin, just like we never sin. We overcome by the word of Jesus that we proclaim with our mouth. We put into action our faith and make it believe, and it works. Who are you? You get on television, and you get at the Vatican, how do you get over there? Dad worked it out. My dad worked it out. Not my old dad, my old new dad. I believe you can if you want to. If you don't want to, stay normal, mean, tormented, poor, sick, and ugly, normal. I used to say that all the time. I just do it once in a while now. I don't claim to have any more victory than you, but I got him on my side and I'm on his side. And together we can win, if you want to. You want to? Yeah? Don't wait for the other guys to change, or the husband to change, or the wife to change. That could be forever. Get your act together with him. Change me, Lord. Okay? If you want to, I'm going to back up. We're going to pray here, and I believe God's going to do miracles. Would you like for God to do a miracle in your life?
Yes.
Right? Good.